Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studios, Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 74, currently 48. Yes, it is cold outside. Fair skies at Longview Lake.
You asked for this. Hi, D!
I ain't mad at it.
Yeah, sure you are. Okay.
How you feeling on this Get Right Wednesday?
Well, I'm just trying to make sure my walk-by air smell good. That'd be my number one priority in life, I swear, man. Yeah, a funky day could ruin everything.
You ain't wrong. You ain't. Somebody saying he ain't lying.
That's why it's Get Right Wednesday, D. Plus, on a more serious note, though, we're going to be talking about domestic violence this morning with Jessica McClellan.
Yeah, excited to have her on the show. And then TMG goes down at your 23s. LeBron James tells us what's going to be on his next chapter. And Cam Newton shares that when he dates, he needs your list that happened before him.
Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out.
This is your chance to do the hump.
Come on.
Do it, baby.
I do the Humpty Hump. Come on. I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump, I do the Humpty Hump.
Motivation, haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation,
sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Design your day, design your season, design your year, design your life. Then follow through and do the work to bring your design into being. Know at the beginning where you intend to end up. Be clear about the details of your design and the reasons why they matter. As your design unfolds into reality, if it's not living up to your expectations, learn, consider, and adjust. The whole point is to have an objective in mind, one that's meaningful and satisfying. Though your plan won't always go according to plan, you'll always have a way to determine whether you're making progress or not. When there's a specific design, you're able to figure out how to implement it in your life. Powerful, purposeful living requires a clear and compelling purpose. Set your sights on an intentional design and feel the energy of your purpose as it carries you along. What's the most amazing, fulfilling design you can imagine for your life in the time that stretches in front of you? Go ahead, imagine it, and live the way you are meant to live. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
625, high of 74. Currently, it is 48, fair skies at the landing. Tyra Banks has sparked some confusion online with her new hot ice cream, which is a drinkable dessert that she's debuting. I don't know. Check this out.
This one came to me. Hot ice cream. Silky. Ice cream that you can drink. And no, I'm not talking about a latte. I'm not talking about hot chocolate that has flavors. I'm talking about hot ice cream, innovation that took me over a year to get right. And the name of it is Hot Mama.
Yeah.
It's probably gonna take you
extra decade to get that right, because that's all that is to me is a latte or whatever that is. What? Yes, it is. Stop with your flavored milk.
We were rooting for you.
I don't know. That's right. Shout out to Tyra Banks.
Yeah, we'll see.
New creations. That'll be interesting. You know, we love ice cream, so maybe we'll try it out. I don't know.
I sure will.
Yes. Switching over into the acting world, during an interview with Candy Burris, actor Jussie Smollett, who was arrested back in, I believe, around 2019 for the whole crime hoax thing, all that. Well, he talks about his love for performing was too strong to let that scandal derail his career. And then he also joked about some different things he was going to do just because he was blackballed.
What other thing were you going to do?
I don't know. I'll become a tap dancer or a teacher or a nanny, something. A stripper? I don't know. You know, I got to move.
Yeah, I don't know if you've been keeping tabs on Jussie Smollett. Of course, he was, I believe, found guilty. And then he's always still claimed that he was not in on what happened to him. It was a lot of confusion. And then COVID also happened. So it was just, I never really got a pulse on what was really the truth and what wasn't.
Me neither.
So, that's that tap dance that Jussie Smollett doing.
Yeah, we got Jussie Smollett up here doing his thing.
Yeah, because Empire is gone. That is not on TV no more.
I wonder
more.
If they would have made him do that on Empire. What he would have...
They had a lot of people on Empire tripping, so I would not be surprised if he did a little set in front of Terrence. Come on, man.
Stop tap dancing, man.
It's your boy, Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Join yours truly. Be shining at the Prospect Business Association's annual Trunk or Treat Friday, October 31st, 5 to 7:30 p.m. It's along Linwood Boulevard between Prospect and Park Avenue. It's free, it's family friendly, and it provides a safe and festive space for local children to enjoy Halloween. Can't wait for that, man.
Yeah, that's exciting.
What you gonna be for Halloween?
Oh, I don't know. I never really dress up, so this would be the first time I actually consider dressing up. What about you?
You ain't gonna be a police officer? Nothing like that? No? I don't know what I'm gonna be. It'll probably be up to Naomi what I be. So
the married life, huh?
just
let the wife decide everything.
Yeah, just follow. Well, yeah, with that, yeah. With, as far as you know, that's concerned.
Yeah, follow suit. I get it though. That'd be cute.
But if you're in KC, you may see four-wheel utility task vehicles on the streets of downtown Kansas City, or ATVs. These vehicles are part of the latest in a series of strategies is deployed by KCPD in response to the ongoing crime concerns in certain parts of the city, like downtown. Mm-hmm. And okay, I get that. I understand that, because there are some parts that police cars or whatever can't get to, and you know, people can escape in certain ways or whatever. So I understand it. I get it, I guess.
I saw it yesterday and I was just like, wait, what? And then I read a little bit more and I was like, okay, it is downtown. And that is a big thing we hear from a lot of our cousins, is the concern for the crime downtown. So, you know, let's see how this works before we, you know, criticize.
And the businesses, that's probably the biggest thing that's been a big complaint with Mary Lucas, is that the businesses downtown don't feel safe staying open late because of, you know, all the things that's going on. I don't want to say I want to see some arrests, but I guess I want to see positive results.
Right. Yeah.
For the city. That's what I want. That's what I always want.
Yeah. So. I like that.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Shout out to all the cousins hitting that hustle and shine text line. Oh, it's thumping today. Shout out to AJ Drummer. Happy birthday to Talicia. Happy birthday to Nephew Bam. That was sent over from your aunt Tiff. Big shout out to Ebony, Joyce, Keisha, Mama Pooch, G-Mine, the Redmond Kids. Shout out to one of my youngins, my UMKC youngins, as I like to call her, Taylor. She has her own platform, Unfiltered Business, that she elevates other people on. So major shout out to her. And my little cousin, Anisha, at Grandview High School. I hope you are having a great Wednesday. We got some more people on the text line, too. Shout out, somebody said, shout out to myself. Happy birthday to you, cousin Lamika. Also love to Sugar's Closet, Variah, Nadia won student council. That's major. And eighth grader JV or Javi is in eighth grade taking college music classes. That's dope. Mm. So we got a lot more shout outs. We're going to have to continue that into the next hour. So just stay tuned, cousin.
Okay. Shout out to all the cousins tapping in, man. D, yeah, I got D overwhelmed over there. It's very rare when that happens.
Yeah, they coming through crazy. I love it.
So a Kansas City, Missouri man is set to appear before a judge next Monday on burglary and stealing charges from inside a Jackson County courtroom, D. Now, according to the Jackson County Sheriff's deputies, Wilbur Mateo was spotted on surveillance cameras around 3:30 p.m. on October 2nd inside the Eastern Jackson County Courthouse in Independence. Now, the cameras captured Mateo talking with staff at the criminal records desk before he disappeared to parts of the courthouse not covered by cameras. Mateo appeared on a camera at 7:30 p.m. well after the courthouse had closed for the day. He probably woke up from a deep slumber. Entering a courtroom exit-only door that had been left unlocked, he allegedly remained in the courtroom through at least 7:15 a.m. the next day when he was spotted by a witness. And they notified Jackson County Sheriff's deputies who responded to the courtroom. It seems like he just, you know, take a little nap, reprieve or something. I don't know.
A field trip in the judge's courtroom?
Maybe his wife kicked him out and he needed somewhere to stay.
That ain't where you go, my boy.
Maybe it's a prelude to where they going to go. I don't know.
Well, at least it's some lighthearted news.
Yeah, we need a little bit of that.
It's your girl, Elena Page, and I am up hustling and shining on Hot 103.
Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app and listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins. We love and appreciate you so much for that because we know you could have literally been anywhere else in the world.
But you chose to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Before we end up that text line, real quick, we got some more cousins that hit the text line for the shout out. Shout out to Sierra, Kiera, Rich Harris, Marcus Hearn, Kyrie, Riley, Robert, Karan, Anale, Junior, Lynn. Special love to my cousin Anaya at Grandview High School. Whenever you want to come up to the station and kick it with Hustle and Shine in the morning, just let us know. And you got a spot right here. And then happy birthday to Joe W. that was sent over from your sister Bridget. Lots of love being sent today. I love that.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
724, high up 74, and it is currently 47 with clear skies at Swope Park. LeBron James drops a message to his fans on what his next chapter will be, and he scares a lot of folks.
LeBron, fans want to know where you're taking your talents this year. What's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is tough. In this fall, I'm going to be taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
VSOP? And this was the conclusion you woke up with this morning?
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
Selling brown liquor? Okay, bro.
I thought he already had a collab. But okay, first of all, LeBron, you can't do this. I thought that you were going to say you were retiring. Like, I was really sad because when I woke up, I thought I missed the retirement announcement.
You ain't prepared for that yet?
And I mean, I wanted to watch it in live time when it was announced. That's all. But I wake up from my nap and you're just doing a collab with Hennessy? All right, bye. Anyways,
get you a drink, dig on. Get you.
I don't even drink dark liquor. I'm cool.
Girl, what? Why? Why not?
I don't do that. No, it's not my steez. I drank it in college. You know, college day.
Oh, you drink Ciroc?
Yeah, when you in college, you don't know better. So I might have had a couple of Ciroc. Yeah, I might have had some. Remember Sveca? People was drinking that.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't.
Have you ever drank Everclear?
Probably on accident. At a good college party with some fruit punch, you know how that. You know.
D on the jungle juice. But watch out now.
Okay.
Watch out.
We're
there
talking
now.
About the past. Anyways, let's talk about the present. Cam Newton. He explains why he asked his current girlfriend Jasmine Brown for a list of all her previous partners before they entered their relationship.
I needed to know.
My God.
And I'm going to tell you why, though. I want to know. Because before I sit up here and really keep moving and elevating our relationship, I want to know who got one up on me.
Wow. That relationship ain't going to last.
I don't think there's anything wrong with him having an understanding of who you participated with. You should know. Don't nobody want to be in party and you didn't, and it's somebody in the corner. Just tell them. It's not a problem.
I understand that. I do. I get it.
especially.
I do.
Like,
But
give me that list.
It's a sense of the thing that he said that makes me think that deep is he said, I don't want nobody to get one up on me. Meaning you're still looking at women a certain way. You still
I can understand
looking
why
at
you think that way.
You're still looking at the Twitter honeys and you looking at and you keeping stats and stuff. Like you gotta get out of this is where the marriage propaganda comes in at D.
Oh
deep.
God.
No, I'm saying because you
cover your ears.
Because if he talking about he in a serious relationship with this girl, but he's still insecure over who she done mess with or whatever, talking about they done got one up on me or whatever. Like you're still looking at her and women a certain type of way.
I don't think he's having a serious relationship with her. So that might make the difference in why he's viewing it like that. Because I just don't think that they're serious. Because I think it's just Cam Newton. But I do think you need to know who your person might have been with before.
Yeah, I mean, if you
don't get caught off guard.
If you don't be lying and stuff. I don't want my wife to look like a fool nowhere. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that part. That's,
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You gotta, because men, y'all know if somebody come up, you got a good girl. How you know?
Nah.
What you mean?
Yeah, Marvin's room style. But yeah. It's like, but our point and his point, they're two different points.
Absolutely.
Though.
I understand that for sure.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Sean Wayans, and you are hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Please join Hot 103 Jams to give it hope and help for the 13th annual Feminine Hygiene Period Products and Expo, Period Products Drive and Expo is going down Saturday, October 18th at MCC Penn Valley Education Center at 3201 Southwest Traffic Way, 12 to 3 p.m. Please support the drive by donating new pads, tampons, menstrual cups, feminine wash, individually wrapped feminine wipes, panty liners, and more. Your donations will be distributed to domestic violence shelters and survivors as October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And this morning, we have Ms. Jessica McClellan from Giving Hope and Health. Thank you so much for joining in on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Good morning. How you feeling? Uh-oh, wrong mic. There we go. How you doing?
I'm good, morning. I'm blessed to be here.
Thank you so much for stopping by. I mean, you've been a friend of the show and the station for a very long time, so we appreciate you and your partnership and all that Giving Hope and Help does. But for some of the cousins out there that are just now hearing about it or have heard it a couple times but are like, okay, what do they do? What is the mission and the vision of Giving Hope and Help?
Thank you so much for asking. So Giving Hope and Help has four arms of outreach that all center around the social drivers of health. One, ending period poverty locally for women, girls, and menstruators, domestic violence survivors, those across the community, the state, the country, and the world. Wow. Our products have reached and landed in the hands of 19 countries and counting.
Wow.
And so we're super excited about that. Our second arm of outreach is our domestic violence advocacy and support program called the A Way of Escape from Domestic Violence. Then we have our education program, which also includes a scholarship program and our cancer support program.
Oh, wow.
So this event Saturday is going to be kind of like threefold. We're asking the community to add some purple with their pink for October. So you know October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. It's also Breast Cancer and Cancer in General Awareness Month. So we are theming the event purple and pink. And so we're going to be supporting those that are affected by domestic violence. The domestic violence shelters will be physically there and leave with thousands of period products and essentials and black hair care for their clients for a year or more.
Oh, that's major.
This morning, we're honored to have Jessica McClellan in the building from Giving Hope and Health ahead of the 13th annual Feminine Hygiene Period and Products Drive and Expo Saturday, October 18th at MCC Penn Valley Education Center. And we also having a conversation about domestic violence as well. And there's so many safety concerns for survivors when we talk about spiritual, emotional, physical, financial. And it's, Jessica, it's not just easy for somebody to just walk away from a situation.
Right. Exactly. It's not. You don't know how that person is surviving. The abuser may be their financial lifeline. They may have grown up in abuse and have some normalcy to that. Dee and I were just speaking about sometimes when people grow up in abuse, that may seem normal. So the financial abuse, emotional abuse, gaslighting, physical abuse, emotional abuse, any type of abuse that you are honestly suffering from, there is a way of escape. And Giving Hope and Help has a lot of resources on our website at givinghopeandhelp.org for resources. There is a way of escape. We have a program called A Way of Escape from Domestic Violence. And we do not believe that anyone should live in any type or shape or form of abuse. Yeah. There is a way of escape. So if you are in a domestic violent relationship, there is support. Go to givinghopeandhelp.org, click on the Way of Escape from Domestic Violence button, and there's lots of resources. You can also call 1-800-799-SAFE. 1-800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E.
Yeah, we're giving hope and help. You all do so much for the community. We appreciate so much that you all do. Real quick, Jessica, before you go, you all are also having that education piece for the young girls. Could you briefly speak to that and the importance of having that talk with young girls?
Absolutely. We're going to have two sessions for girls at the event. At 12:30 to 1:15, we will have the menstrual education session for girls age 8 and up. They will learn about the menstrual cycle and how to care for it and get free products. And from 1:15 to 2:15, we will have a new session. For the first time, we're super excited that we're partnering with the BBB Project to have the Building Healthy Relationships session. And that session is going to teach girls what a healthy relationship looks like. That's for girls age 13 and up. You can go to our website and sign up. Go to givinghopeandhelp.org to sign your girls up for these two free sessions. The event is free. Bring period products. Bring all the things. There'll be nonprofits there. There'll be small businesses there. It'll be a great event for the community.
Man, that's so important to help shape. Man, y'all hit on that so hard about shaping what a healthy relationship looks like. Because oftentimes, if you're stuck in one perspective or just a minimal perspective, then that's all you'll see. And that's what you'll accept.
Exactly.
So, yeah, this is very important. Cannot wait to team up with you for Giving Hope and Health. Again, Saturday, October 18th, from noon to 3 p.m., Hustle and Shine in the morning. We're going to be there. The whole Hot 103 Jam staff is going to be there helping and supporting. Come on, you know we got you. Come
always. I got nervous. I was like, are y'all coming? Are y'all coming?
Stop. You know, I'm going to be playing
always
that.
Representing.
I'm going to be playing that Black Target music for you. You know what I'm saying? So, little Indie Irie. You know,
That'll work.
What?
Don't touch my...
Don't do that, D.
Shout out to Solange, too. But no, we're excited.
Yeah, cranes in the sky, all
yep,
that.
All that good stuff. Yeah.
But thank you, Jessica. We appreciate you so much. Again, givinghopeandhelp.org.
Givinghopeandhelp.org.
There it is. Thank you so much. We'll holler at you later. Continue to be a blessing.
Thank you. Be blessed.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not be able to use in the workplace.
Okay.
Now, today's word is very simple. It is tweaking. Very simple. Have you heard that word used before? You said, You got a couple people pop up in your mind, huh?
Oh, yes, I do.
Hello. Well, tweaking is very simple. It's basically saying you tripping.
Yeah, that was the first word I came up with in my mind, too.
Who that in the bag? Hello. So maybe it's you having a conversation with your friend. Maybe they're dating somebody and they texted them like 5 times with no response. You know what you say to that? Boy, you is tweaking.
Okay, we like that.
Or maybe, you know, you got a little money, your check is doing real nice, and you know what they say, it ain't tricking if you got it. So maybe you spent some nice money on that person, but they didn't give you anything. Y'all doing Christmas exchanges, and they gave you a hug.
Okay, all right.
And all she bought you was a pair of socks and some drawers.
That's it. Well, you got so, hold on. A good pair of drawers now. Hold on. They feel good.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hello. That ain't enough. In that breath, you say, you tweaking.
A good pair of drawers will make your day.
Maybe you have a coworker that comes in just irate, storming through the doors, opening the doors.
You talking about me?
Yeah, baby. You don't really do that.
Okay, I
know. But they just wilding for no reason. What do you tell them? You tell them,
Julie, you're tweaking.
You're tweaking.
Damn.
Tweaking is your word of the day. Use it, but don't abuse it. And you might not want to say it to your boss because you might not be there the next day.
Well, you can't do nothing with me.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
827, high of 73, currently 49, sunny skies at the T-Mobile Center. During an interview with Keke Palmer, Offset addressed the cheating rumor involving Sweetie.
Was it true to you and Sweetie?
No, man. It was a rumor, man. And I feel like it was something deeper than that for the split of me and bro. It was something deeper than that. You know what I mean? It was something deeper than that. I don't really want to touch on, but it's something deeper than that.
Well, I guess we can put that to rest. They did not break up because of Sweetie. At least when I say break up, I'm referring to Quavo and Offset having their feud.
Stop talking, man.
It was rumored that it was, you know, the problem. He got to stop talking?
Yes, just stop. This ain't nobody business. Keep that between y'all.
I mean, Cardi B's been going around speaking on, you know, moving on. You don't think they both can do it?
I guess, man. I just come from a place of men just don't, we don't do all that. We just keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. Now, shout out to Timbaland and Swizz Beatz. It looks like the Versus is back. Remember during COVID, we had nothing to do, but we was watching the Versus battles. Well, it returns live at Complex Con in Las Vegas on the 25th of this month. Cash Money Records versus No Limit Records. Who you got?
Oh, I'm a Cash Money guy, man. Cash money all day. Yeah. The Ghetto D and all those, they came out with a CD every single week, D, when I was in middle school. Seriously, from 96.
A lot of CD burning, huh?
From 96. It wasn't even CD burning back then in 96 to 98. It was just get it how you live, man. Shout out to Seventh Heaven. I know they made a ton of money off No Limit and Cash Money back in the day.
Yeah, Cash Money a little bit more on my side. But shout out to Big Core. You know he rocking with the No Limit Soldiers for sure.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those strong, diplomatic, and artistic Libras.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
A happy birthday to rapper G Herbo. Sending a major happy birthday to actress known for her role as Hillary Banks on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Happy birthday to Karen Parsons. A big happy birthday to our favorite gospel auntie, CeCe Winer. Send us some birthday love to minister, politician, and civil rights activist. Happy birthday to Jesse Jackson. A happy birthday to rapper Saucy Santana. Sending over some birthday love to one of the crazy aunties, Tokyo Tony. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to actor, comedian, director, and the father of many.
Not my dad!
Happy birthday to Nick Cannon.
Okay, D, let's take it home to wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Shanika Tyson, Amber Cervantes, and Bonita Stevenson. Sending birthday love to Rika Rissi, Renee Clark, and Robin Hughes. Happy birthday, Clementa Williams, Dion Alexander, and Daniel Martin. Plus, sending birthday love to Ebony N. Washington, and a big, special happy birthday to my inspiration, the man who taught me everything I know, the man who I owe everything to, my big brother. Happy 50th birthday, John. I love you, man. I am my brother's keeper. And happy birthday to everybody else born on October 8th. Happy birthday, Libra. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh!
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Not quite. You gotta sing your heart out to finish these lyrics to get Cat Williams tickets. You ready to do that or what?
I'm ready.
Don't you know how to groove into
That's good enough. Hey!
Yes, cousin,
okay.
Yes.
There we go.
You getting them, Cat Williams?
Keeping light
is not on. But
it ain't on, huh? Keeping light is not on.
Your smoke detector ain't beeping either?
No.
Okay. Right, look at you passing inspection. All right, you getting them Cat Williams tickets. Who going with you?
Me and my baby daddy.
Period. I know that's right.
All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hot
making that real money.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Are you married and currently experiencing the stresses of life? For example, one of you can be stressed and focused on bills and finances, while the other is stressed trying to maintain the house. This scenario can easily cause distress within the marriage. This is where we introduce a weekly check-in. You may be wondering, what are some steps to get on the same page so we can tackle life together? According to Prepare and Rich, you may start by scheduling a time when you can give your undivided attention to meet, discuss, and prioritize important matters. Write down or bullet point items you desire to discuss to keep you on topic and to save time. When you meet, listen to one another without interruptions. Take notes of anything that may come to mind throughout the week that may need to be addressed. And don't forget to have fun in the process. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.